T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Off and running, hour two here. Christian Garrick by my lonesome, little solo job today. Tim Zimmer at Master Control, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert on his off-season schedule. And I got to tell you, there's a little bit more elbow room up here in the studio. A little more oxygen as well. Love you, Bobby. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. If you were the Pelicans, would you sit Anthony Davis for the remainder of the year or play him when he's healthy? He left last night in an OKC game with a boo-boo. He got a little boo-boo. Remember how when you're a kid growing up, you got a little bruise? Parents called it a boo-boo? Yeah, that's what he basically has, if he has that. Caused a stir, huge stir, when he walked out of the game in the third quarter. I don't really care about the teammates. That's what he said. That's virtually what he said. I don't care about my teammates. I'm one out of here. He is effectively checked out. What'd you say, Tim? Oh, all right, I'll get to that in a minute. He is effectively checked out by this injury. So now the Pelicans make a decision today to fire Dell Demps. Okay, there's one statement. I love how the Pelicans say they are going to take back the control of their organization. I don't think they ever really lost control of their organization. I applauded them throughout. You decide as the Pelicans organization when this trade goes down and when it's the best compensation for you. They did not blink. They did not let Rich Paul and Anthony Davis and other powers, Magic Johnson, try to bully them into a deal. Great job, Pelicans. Now you're moving on from Dell Demps. But here's what I wonder. The way the league is set up, you cannot convince me that the league is all about, is equal when it comes to small markets versus big markets. They want the big markets. They don't care about the small markets. So I really wonder if New Orleans will ever win a championship, because the league isn't structured for small market teams like New Orleans to really win anything. Yeah, they'll make the playoffs. They'll make the playoffs consistently. And I know everybody's going to throw my face, oh, small market, San Antonio. Different. I got a basketball god coaching that organization and Greg Popovich. And also, if you look at the timeline there, the Admiral to Tim Duncan, added some guys, got lucky on some guys. Sure, it can happen. But on the consistency that big market teams are going to win, it's not going to be the case. So that makes me, as a Pelicans fan, say, well, what's the point? And I know, and again, I'm not saying I want the Pelicans to leave, because I certainly don't want that. It's in the best interest of the city that they get support. And I think they will when they get through this overhaul and rebuild this team. It's going to be a total rebuild. It's going to be a total restart. And yeah, you can have success quicker, a year or two, removed from the Anthony Davis trade and the firing of Dell Demps. But I just wonder truly if there's a market, a small market, that's going to ever really be able to compete with the likes of L.A., Boston, New York, Dallas. It's a big market. I mean, it makes me wonder, and it frustrates me, because in the NFL, you can do it. Saints have won a Super Bowl. I mean, it happens a lot where small market teams, they have an opportunity and they go on and win a Super Bowl, or they're at least competitive enough. The NBA, my biggest issue with the NBA, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Right now, here we are, what, February 15th? The Golden State Warriors are going to win the finals. Next year, they're going to probably win it again. Now, I know they've got some free agents, Klay Thompson and others. Perhaps KD might leave, go join the super team, form their own super team somewhere else. But unless that happens, it's going to be Golden State again. When there's predictability, when the season ends in July, and you can already predict who's going to be the NBA champion, that's a problem. You can't always do that in the NFL. Never mind the Patriots. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but they don't win it every year. Yeah, they're in it a lot, but they don't win it every year. At least there's an illusion of competitive balance in the NFL, because I think you can question some of the parity there as well. See the Patriots. But there is no illusion of competitive balance or parity in the NBA. But going forward, the Pelicans' charge now is to try to find that, try to get those stars in their building. What, they've got 4 second-round picks? They could amass 3 or 4 more first-round picks this summer when they trade AD, if it is to the Celtics. That'll generate excitement. But you can't convince me. Try to, but you're going to have a hard time selling me on the idea that AD is he's operating with class. You don't walk out on your teammates. You don't walk out on a city in the middle of a game because you have a contusion, a little boo-boo on your shoulder. At some point, AD will go on to another city, another franchise. Will this carry over? Probably not, because he's AD. He's a superstar. But I can tell you that you got a real good glimpse, New Orleans, of what we thought was a great superstar being kind of weak mentally. He's weak mentally. His actions show that. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. You know, this is massively different than a Chris Paul debacle, 10 years ago or so? 8 years ago? AD, I tried. I tried to defend you. Your actions don't allow me to do so anymore. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy in this whole AD saga? Is it the Pelicans or is it AD and Rich Paul and LeBron James? Might as well throw all three of them in there, because they're the ones that tried to orchestrate this, tried to fleece the Pelicans in a trade. Their offer was second-rate at best. I'm hearing everybody say, oh, we should have taken the Lakers offer. No, you should not have. Not when Boston has, what, 3 unprotected first-round picks they could dangle in front of your face in the summer? Come on. Let's be smart here. Mike in Mid-City, what's going on, Mike? You're on WWL.
Hey, where you at, my friend?
What's up?
Hey, Christian. I think this little back here goes all the way back to Monty Williams. I really truly believe.
How so? Explain that.
Because I don't think Anthony never did. I felt like Anthony Davis felt like Monty Williams deserved more time. That was like his third year. They had made it to the playoffs. And when, you know, even though they got swept, I think he was owed another year. And him and Davis was real, real tight. Okay. And then you look at, everything that happened after that. I mean, the man's wife get killed. Okay. Now, when you look at everything, you know, if he not fired, his wife would probably still be living. You know, the children would still have the mother, you know, and it was really, really deep. I think this has a lot to do with him not ever buying into the way Dell Demps wanted to run.
I get the sentimentality of that, Mike. I'm not trying to step on it, but I think that this is more of the fact that ultimately he wanted out because the organization to date hasn't surrounded him with enough weapons. And now he handled the post trade request poorly. It's been a disaster for him. It's been a disaster, but I don't think he really cares, because he knows he's going to go on, make millions, perhaps win a championship or 2 or 3, because he is 25 years old. He doesn't care. His actions prove that. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. Mary, what's going on, Mary? You're on WWL. Thanks for your patience.
Thanks, Christian. First of all, I have to say, I'm a diehard Pelicans fan. I'm a season ticket holder. I've been following them since they were the Hornets, since Baron Davis, J.R. Smith. But I want to say, as a fan of the Pelicans team, that I really appreciate the guys who have been showing up in the midst of this fiasco that we have been witnessing and experiencing in the city. I feel like those guys have been trying their best to try to keep it together and try to salvage this year. So I have to say that. I appreciate them. Drew trying to step up and be a leader. I just really think that they need their props for that. The second thing I want to say about AD is that there is a clear difference between a talented basketball player and a leader. And what AD
preach on,
is,
girl.
Is
preach on.
He's a talented basketball player. He has always been really good at what he does. But what he is not, and unfortunately, what the Pelicans tried to make him was a leader of the franchise. And he's not that. That is not his personality. That's not who he is. And so I find that when Boogie came to town, we saw a new side of AD. Because Boogie had this presence. He was a little more aggressive, a little more edgy. And he and AD together really did make a good team. AD has been on our team for about 7 years. We has always been talented, but we didn't start hearing AD's name being called by the great, like by LeBron starting to take notice and people wanting to play with him until he got a little more edgy and started kind of getting a little more confident. And when Boogie went down, he kept it for a little while, but then he kind of reverted back to that same personality and persona that he had.
Wait, let me stop you there, Mary. Let me stop you there, Mary. I think that he didn't. When Boogie came in, he was relieved because he didn't want to be the face of the franchise.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that's where Dell Demps went wrong. Because if, as a fan, I can see that this young man is not the type, he doesn't have the type of personality like a LeBron who can lead a team and get people riled up. If I can see that, as the
Mary, you still support AD? You still support AD?
Of course I do. I mean, let me say this. I support him as a young man. Let him go and do his thing because the Pelicans are bigger than AD. My city is bigger than AD and bigger than Dell Demps. I love this city. I love my team. I still go there. Even after that, I was there when they booed him, when he was had the ball in his hand, and when he dunked, they cheered. I love this city and I love the team. So I support him to go and do his thing, go and be whatever you need to be because the Pelicans are my team. And so whatever's going on with the Pelicans, I'm going to support. But I just feel like we need a leader. They need to get someone in who can, and I think Drew is kind of emerging as that, and I really like him. But the other thing I want to say about the coaches, they don't give the young people enough time to get in the game and really start to develop. Check Diallo, I think he's gotten a bad rep. He is really a decent ball player. If you watch him, he may make a mistake, but as soon as the poor kid makes a mistake, he gets kicked out of the game. I think they should give these kids time to develop. Why is it that?
Well, here's the thing, though, Mary. Here's the thing, though, Mary. And look, you are spot on. I mean, you couldn't be more right. But here's the thing. Because those coaches' jobs are on the line, they're probably not going to be as patient as maybe you and I would want them to be. Because we're the ones that are not going to get fired if they don't turn out well. They will. So they know the sand and the hourglass is running out, especially for an organization that has made two playoff appearances in 7 seasons under Dell Demps and him as a general manager. And if you look at his tenure here, it's been wild. Two coaching changes, trading of draft picks, up and down, playoff seasons, bad seasons. So that's what it's about. But, Mary, you are spot on a lot of your commentary. I hope to hear from you again and keep supporting the Pelicans. Joey in Pearl River. What's going on, Joey? You're on WWL. Hey, Joey. I got to put Joey back on hold. Jerry in LaPlace. What's going on, Jerry? You're on WWL.
Yeah, Christian. Look, your comments and the last column, Ms. Mary, spot on, like you said. Okay. I'm not, as I've heard you say, a huge basketball fan, but this is the thing. Years ago, I kept up with it. I loved it when we had the New Orleans Jazz. Okay. Now, having said all that, I know a tremendous lot about leadership. I do support AD, okay. You don't feel that you could get a championship in New Orleans. That's all good and well. But when it comes to character and leadership, you know, there's one thing I've always learned, and I've learned it the hard way, Christian. When you're dealing with a bunch of personnel, and my whole life as a young man, I've always been put in leadership roles, and I give that credit to the way of my upbringing. I don't ask for it, don't like it, because it's easier to be the guy on the back burner, just kind of follow the lead. But Anthony Davis, as everybody knows, he is not a true leader. I saw it from the get-go. The Pelicans, they have a great team, okay? I think they got guys who play their hearts out. No, we haven't won championships, made it to some playoffs. But the bottom line is, this would be my advice to AD. Hey, you know what? You're a good basketball player. You have good basketball skills. But you know what? If you really want to be great, you got to learn how to be a leader, motivate your team. You don't walk out on your team. So to echo your words, I'm disheartened with him because of this.
Jerry, let me just jump in here real quick. I gave you two minutes or so. Look, I've said before, and I'll say it again, I'm a casual basketball fan. But when something like this happens, I no longer am casual about it. And it's not because I just love the NBA. I like the NBA. But it's really now about sportsmanship, accountability, leadership, and it's also about our city, the city we love. It's a slap in our face for Anthony Davis to walk out of any game, injured or not, healthy, injured or healthy, to walk out of a game in the middle of it. It's unacceptable. It just flat out is. And that's what has me so fired up about it. That's why you should be so fired up about it, is because he truly doesn't, by his actions, has shown you he doesn't give a darn about the city of New Orleans. He cares about Anthony Davis. CBS and local news headlines next here on WWL. Exhale a little bit. Back here on Sports Talk, Fred and Shal met, I see, along with Ken on a cell phone. We'll talk to my guy, Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief of thebirdrights.com, at Ollie Cosell on Twitter. Ollie, I say this maybe tongue-in-cheek. Any relation to Howard Cosell?
I'm so glad you broke the ice with that, because I'm tired of talking about Anthony Davis. But honestly, no. No, none whatsoever.
I'm going to ask you every question in this interview, and like Howard Cosell would. I'm kidding.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, you're tired of talking about it. Look, I've got to be honest with you, Ollie, and I just said it right before the break. I don't describe myself as one of these insiders like you are, certainly, with the NBA or even the Pelicans. I'm a casual basketball fan. But when I see the actions of Anthony Davis over the last 24 hours, that's what really angers me is because I'm a New Orleanian, right? I love this city, and I love anything associated with this city, whether it's the Pelican Saints or whomever. And when I see that, I go from casual to really, really passionate real quickly. And I think a lot of Pelicans fans feel the same way after AD walked out of a game injured last night.
Yeah, and you know what? You're absolutely right. Because you know who else should know how New Orleans functions and what the people are like? Anthony Davis. Guy's lived here for 7 years. And I know that he lives kind of in a cocoon, kind of in a shell, being an NBA all-star superstar. But the fact that he knows and gets out, you know, he always comments about food, certain places. So you know he gets out among the people. He's always doing community events. He knows the pulse of the city. So he should know how this reaction would go over, which would be not too well in all things considered, especially by giving the keys to Rich Paul. So that's where, I start to lose a little bit of respect, actually a lot, for Anthony Davis.
Thank you for qualifying that, because I was about to say a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it. Because he's a great kid, and I always try to remember that. But the way the situation's been handled, you know, Rich Paul is his agent. Anthony Davis is a guy that ultimately decides the shot, whether it's his dad, who knows. But ultimately, it comes down to AD. And it's just been terrible, Christian. It's been terrible, and it just needs to end.
Yeah, I think we're seeing quickly that end coming. But do you ever recall, Ollie, in the years that you've covered basketball and watched basketball, a player getting what's now known as a contusion, which is a bruise, it's a little boo-boo. Do you ever recall an instance where he left in the middle of the game, didn't go back on the bench, in street clothes, fine, and support your teammates?
No, I haven't. I mean, look, we saw the replay. Everybody's seen the replay. There was nothing there. And you know what, with Anthony Davis, you know immediately when there's something that happens to the guy. Because he'll even start shaking it, even if it's just a little bit of a pain, you know? So the fact there was no reaction out of him, And then you combine it with the fact, like I said, he walked out on his teammates. Never mind that he's already slapped them in the face by demanding a trade, saying, you're not good enough. I'm going to even take it another step and walk out in the middle of a game. I mean, I've never seen it. I don't think we'll ever see this again, honestly, because it's probably going to go down some kind of AD precedent. You just don't do it.
Ollie Cosell here, editor-in-chief of thebirdrights.com, at Ollie Cosell on Twitter. So now what I begin to wonder here, Ollie, is, so here in New Orleans, small market, bigger markets, it's clear the NBA wants the bigger markets winning and winning consistently. But I got to applaud the Pelicans here, though, for standing strong, digging in deep and saying, hey, look, Rich Paul, AD, LeBron James, who is the general manager of the Lakers, get out of here with the whole Magic Johnson stuff. I'm not buying that. I just applaud him for going, you know what? We're going to do what's best for our organization and our fan base. You agree?
100%. This has been everybody that's close to the situation, their same stance. And you know what? The fact that Gail Benson stood up to her guns, but really Mickey Loomis, if there's one thing the guy brings, and we all know this, it's the fact that once he gets his mindset on knowing what the correct path is, he will stick to his guns. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they saw this through, because there was, Christian, there was where I heard rumors that some within the organization, the front office, wanted to make that deal with the Lakers. It's just, thankfully, they did not, because they would have not gotten the best return for Anthony Davis. Look, they were going to trade for a kid point guard who was the best one, I think, out of any package, Lonzo Ball. He didn't even want to come to New Orleans. And you got to think Kyle Kuzma, all the other guys that have gotten used to those lights in L.A., eventually they would leave New Orleans. As soon as their opportunity, as soon as their contracts would be up, you got to think that they'd probably get out of town too. So all in all, fantastic job. Again, they got us in this mess, ownership, you know. You can't give them 100% pat on the back because we're kind of in this mess because that hierarchy was never there. But the way they handled just this situation, hats off.
Yeah, and look, I'll take it a step further. A lot of teams would have acquiesced and bowed down to their superstar and be like, oh, anything you want. Anything you want. If you want to go to L.A., let's make sure we punch your ticket. We'll buy your plane ticket. We'll hold your hand and we'll bring you, personally deliver you to the big market. I mean, the Pelicans said, hey, this is our team. We're going to do what's best for us. They didn't acquiesce to a big time superstar. Ollie, they fired Dell Demps, much needed. We would all agree with that. Who are some of the names that they could target?
My favorite is actually a guy out of Boston, Mike Zarin. He's the assistant to Danny Ainge. Been with him a long time. Very highly regarded. He knows the ins and outs of how to run a good organization, how to build it from scratch through the draft. But moreover, he knows all those assets. He knows what time these guys go to bed, all these secrets that, you know, most guys aren't privy to. He's going to know what to look for and basically how to evaluate them the best. So when it comes to the table to make a package deal with Danny Ainge, you got to feel pretty good, because if this guy's coming in to a general manager spot in the NBA, this is his foot in the door. He's not going to blow it. So if he's got that commitment to come over to New Orleans, then you got to think he's going to be able to strike probably the best deal with Danny Ainge, because Danny's not going to be able to pull a fast one with a guy that knows, you know, everything there is about his roster. So I like him. Another guy that's been tossed around today, which I found a little surprising, is David Griffin. He's a former GM up there in Cleveland. He was there when LeBron James did bring a championship to Cleveland. He's highly regarded, I mean, for his intelligence and his mind. He's on NBA TV. Radio. He's with Joel Myers a lot, and I've talked to Joel about him. I mean, Joel says this guy is one of the smartest guys, if not the smartest, that he's ever met. And it's hard to disagree when you listen to the guy talk. But one guy I want to throw out there is Troy Weaver. He's often been mentioned in these potential GM / president of basketball operations roles. He's under Sam Presti out there in Oklahoma City Thunder as his assistant, and I love him. If you look at what the Thunder have done, they've, you know, trade away James Harden, a bad deal. Probably wish I could have it back. They lost Kevin Durant for nothing, yet they've always been a winner out there. They've always done a good job of building through the draft, making a smart trade. I mean, Paul George, they took a chance on him. Granted, they gave up two good guys, but look at how great that's turned out. Paul George is a potential MVP candidate this year, so I really like that guy, Troy Weaver. That's the name I'm circling the most, probably.
Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief, thebirdrights.com, at Ollie Cosell on Twitter. Ollie, in the summer, when a deal is likely to come down with the Celtics, Jason Tatum Can the Pelicans pull off that trade if he's not a part of it from Boston? Can they say yes to that trade?
I don't think so. They're not going to have to say yes to that one because I think there's going to be a lot of players. Expect the Lakers, regardless of whatever garbage comes out of L.A., they're still going to be desperate to get that superstar next to an aging, very aging LeBron. I expect the New York Knicks to go hard. And they've got, you know, they could potentially land that number one draft pick. And then you've got to think, whatever team fails in this upcoming playoffs, you've got some very aggressive general manager like Masai up there in Toronto, how he went after Kawhi Leonard. He may have to make a move. You know, there's the Clippers who are building to make some kind of potential big deal with the trade they just made to get rid of Tobias Harris to the Philly. So there's going to be a lot of key guys out there, Christian, that are going to prevent from the Pelicans on needing to settle. And they're not going to need to settle. Boston shouldn't even try, you know, lowballing them because they should understand what just happened with the Lakers when you try and lowball. So I'm not expecting it. I mean, there might be a small chance. Let's say Jason Tatum goes off, has one of the best playoffs for a young guy ever. Then, yeah, maybe that scenario could come into play. But otherwise, no. Danny's looking at that as an asset. He's been hoarding him for one major splash, and AD is that splash.
Ali Cosell, at Ali Cosell on Twitter, editor-in-chief of thebirdrights.com. Appreciate the knowledge. You were outstanding, man. Good stuff.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you bet. Coming back for your phone calls, Fred and Chalmette. I see you, Ken. I want to talk to you, Wayne, on the North Shore. Brian and Thibodeau, and you two at 504-260-1870. What do you make of the AD saga? How interesting this has become in the last, I don't know, since January 28th. So what's that? 17 days? 18 days? This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Got a text here at 870-870 saying, Christian, stop all the bashing. He gave us 7 great years. Yes, he did. And I would have gladly sent Anthony Davis off with an applause and saying, hey, thank you, AD, for the 7 years. Sorry the Pelicans couldn't do more with your immense talent. But Anthony Davis is the one that forced my opinion now that he's a bit of a crybaby. He's entitled. Because after the Pelicans didn't succumb to his trade demand, he now is faking an injury. If nothing else, not being tough enough to play through a bruised shoulder, a little boo-boo. So don't get mad at me. Just because you can do 1,000 good deeds, right? We've heard that before. They can be wiped away in an instance. When you walk out of a game, a pro game, in the middle of the third quarter, there's a problem. You should be questioned. Your professionalism should be questioned. Your sportsmanship should be questioned. Your integrity should be questioned. Only 5 franchises since 1964 in the NBA, 55 years, that have won an NBA championship that are outside the top 15 television markets in the country. 1971 Milwaukee Bucks, market number 35. 77 Portland Trail Blazers, market number 22. 99, 03, 05, 07 San Antonio Spurs, number 37. 06, 12, and 13 Miami Heat, 2 with LeBron. 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron. So in other words, if you don't have LeBron in a small market, you're not winning. And only 5 in the last 55 years? Don't tell me it's not about the big markets. Not going to hear it. Fred and Chalmette, what's going on, Fred? You're on WWL.
Yeah, let me just comment about a couple of guys that slapped New Orleans in the face. What up, Anthony Davis? He's not an alpha dog. That's all I can say about the man. And it reminded me last night of the funniest thing I ever heard in sports. This year, a guy from the Buffalo Bills, defensive back, retired at halftime, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Was that Vaughn Davis, Vontae Davis?
I don't remember his name, I couldn't believe it. And I think the other guy that slapped us in the face is Paul Benary.
What?
Paul Benary.
How did he slap you in the face?
He don't want to play baseball out here.
What you mean? Not playing against Tulane?
Yeah.
They play the Wally Pontiff Classic over there on the Shrine on Airline. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that it's Tulane that doesn't want to play against LSU?
No, he said Tulane has to go up there 5 times. never missed the LSU baseball game in the city since before Katrina. Now one opportunity, you got to go to Baton Rouge to see a play. One opportunity a year or two opportunities a year. I go to the UNO games, you know, at UNO. I think, you know, LSU, Louisiana State University, not the University of Baton Rouge, is obligated to play before their large fan base in New Orleans.
They're not. They do in the Shrine on Airline during the Wally Pona Junior Classic, and they went down here last year to Tulane. They went down last year to UNO, right? And they lost to that one as well. Look, I think if you're this has nothing to do with, oh, he's afraid to play Tulane or UNO, Paul Menary. This has everything to do with, hey, they're scheduling their games in the best interest of where they feel. Southeastern, that's become a budding rivalry for LSU in baseball during the week. It'll be on this Tuesday, next Tuesday, I should say. Come on, Fred. Go see him in Baton Rouge. Go see him at the Shrine on Airline. You guys make me laugh sometimes. Coming back for your phone calls. Fred, have a good weekend. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Digging deep in the vault, Timmy Zimmer at Master Control. There we go. Yeah, it's Friday night. I do feel all right. 6:30 pregame coverage, LSU and ULM. 7 o'clock first pitch at the box between the Tigers and ULM. Can't wait to go watch some baseball tonight. Ken on a cell phone. What's going on, Ken? You're on WWL. Hey, Ken.
Christian, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Christian, can you hear me? Good, good, good. Listen, by the way, you are 100% correct about your take on Barron, on AD. Will he get paid, though, because he left the game, he didn't stay on the bench with his roommates. Will he get paid for playing last night?
Yes, he will.
No kidding.
Well, he did play.
I got you. So then the rest of the season, if he plays a little bit and sits or whatever, he'll get paid then, huh?
If he plays, if he steps on that court for 1 minute or 30, he's getting paid.
Okay, good. But the other thing is about the small market. It goes back to Baron Davis, Chris Paul, Eric Reed, and now AD. We just can't keep those guys, huh? Because we can't get a supporting cast around them, huh? Because the story seems to continue, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where the NBA has a problem. If they truly want small market teams to be relevant, they've got to fix this, hey, we care about the big markets kind of stuff. Ken, enjoy your weekend. Go watch a little LSU baseball tonight. I love college baseball. So glad it's here. Oh, how I've missed you. If you're on hold, please sit tight. I promise you it's nothing but me and you until 6:30 when I hand it off to the LSU Sports Radio Network for LSU and ULM in college baseball's opener for the Tigers. This is Sports Talk, rolling on until 6:30 here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.